know that God is nigh. Don't try to fight the battle yourself, but stand still and look up. God is going to show us. He's standing right by. We want to say that one more time for somebody who may be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Because joy is on the way. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Know that God is nigh.
Tell every one of us this morning, There's no one who has not had to deal with some kind of failure in their life. All of us, the word of the Lord says, have come short, and we've all fallen short of the glory, and that's not an excuse. But somehow it seems that sometimes we want to go into Dumbsville when it comes to how we handle other people and their failures, and we forget all about the fact that we too have missed the mark in this process of our walking with the Lord. And again, the truth is, as much as some people may not like you or believe that you have any kind of significance as it relates to the kingdom of God, but God is still in the business of turning our failures into a testimony of his grace, that when we or others thought that it was over, but God said he has not finished with you and your assignment is not over yet. So in Mark chapter 16, Jesus has been resurrected and the women had come to his tomb to anoint his body and discovered that their plans had been interrupted because the tomb was open and Jesus was no longer there. And what a message of hope and confirmation that Jesus, just as he understood his assignment included having to be born, ministered to the needs of people, was rejected by religious leaders, was lied on, hung on a cross, and all of this was a part of God's plan to bring salvation to mankind through the obedience of one man, Jesus Christ. And Peter, who was one of the three who walked closest with the Lord, while he performed his earthly ministry, but little did he know that all of his big talk and confidence was going to come crashing down on him, because after he denied knowing Jesus, and that's why we have to be careful when we talk about what we will never do. We have to be careful when we think that we are beyond the realm of being challenged in certain areas in our life. We got to be careful when we talk so big, because the enemy has a strategy to try to disrupt all of us. But Jesus has a way of showing up and reminding us that we can live through our most disappointing and frustrating experiences in life or in ministry. And he said to his disciples, don't be alarmed. He said, you're going to see Jesus who was crucified, because he's risen. He said that to the women, and he's no longer here. Glory to God. What a powerful word of comfort in the midst of chaos to those who came looking for Jesus. And this morning there's somebody looking for him. And you want to know, God, is there hope for me? God, is there hope for my situation? God, can there be a turnaround? Lord, is this the end? God, Is my ministry over? God, I didn't quite get to finish the assignment that you had put on my life. God, will I have an opportunity to get it right another time? Glory, but the Lord said, but he is not here. And can I declare this to someone right now who has come under an attack from the enemy, or even those who don't want to see you make it, and they're expecting you to die or to give up your hope? But I speak life to you on this morning, and I say that you live. Hallelujah. I say that you live, regardless of what you may be feeling, even though you may think, hallelujah, there's no hope. You may not be seeing how tomorrow, but just as Richard Small would say, don't be discouraged. Joy, glory is going to come in the morning. In other words, he would say, God has a way of turning despair into hope again. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And so perhaps the most notable of Jesus' resurrection appearances is when he met Simon Peter, who had denied and deserted the Lord. And Peter was devastated by his own unfaithfulness. And he really needed encouragement, because the last sight he had of Jesus was him being taken away for trial. And his world came just crashing in on him. He was filled with so many regrets, and he was never able to even tell the Lord that he was sorry. But the resurrection of Jesus changed all of that, because Peter heard the incredible message, but go and tell the disciples and tell Peter that he's going to be before you in Galilee, and there you will see him. Hallelujah. And I just want to say, isn't it that amazing that here is the Lord directly responding to the doubts and fears and the regrets of Peter. And the message was, don't go to tell the disciple, James. He's written. He didn't say, go tell John. He has written. He said that, no. It was to tell the disciples and Peter that he has written. And more than the rest of the disciples, Peter needed reassurance. He needed to know that the Lord was able to restore faith. He needed to know, hallelujah, that his assignment was not over. And that's what I'm trying to tell someone this morning, that I don't care what's going on in other people's lives, but if only one person grabs hold of this word today, then this message is not in vain. Glory, glory, glory. And so this is just straight talk, a straight talk, because someone listening or someone that you may know is on the verge of going over the deep end because they don't feel like they are worthy of being forgiven or that they will ever be useful to the kingdom again because of their issues. But the word of the Lord has come, and I want to tell you that your assignment is not over and that you maybe have missed God, but God has a way, hallelujah, showing up. And just as I have risen, just as there's been a resurrection in my life, but you can also experience a resurrection. In Proverbs 29:25, it says, fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Now get up from there and get to moving in the direction of God's word that you stood on before the failure or distraction. Don't allow anyone to put you on a guilt trip and dismiss you from the hope of a better tomorrow, because what they didn't tell you is they also have blown it. Now get ready for another visitation from the Lord. It's your move. Now you've got to do something. You've got to move. You've got to be open to the fact that Jesus has shown up this morning and there's a word that's directly to you that says there's still the hope of resurrection. There's still life after failure. But even when you thought that you missed your assignment, but God said you may have missed it, but it's not over, because I showed up this morning to give you assurance that my hand is still on your life. Glory to God. So shake off the despair of failure and celebrate that your assignment is not over. Yes, you almost missed it, but praise God that he is calling your name just like he called Peter's. Don't think about your failure anymore, because trust, the truth is, all of us have failed, but you've been released into a new life. And maybe it's not failure like Peter, but perhaps you've allowed frustration or discouragement to set in to the point that you want to shut down and go back to that comfortable place. But your assignment has not been completed yet. And I just need you to say yes to the Lord another time. Listen, Peter got past that. He said, tell my disciples and Peter to meet me, because I'm going to show up and I'm going to give a message in love and forgiveness, because God knew that on his clock, on his part of the assignment was Peter, was that he was going to stand up on the day of Pentecost and preach a message where 3,000 people were going to be brought into the kingdom of God. And I just want to say to you that God's hand is on your life, and he's a restorer. Glory, 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 glory. So you may have almost missed it, but your assignment is not over. Get up from there. Call somebody, encourage them. Maybe you're not in that place right now, but you know somebody who is. There's hope. Glory, there's hope, there's hope. There's hope this morning. Hallelujah. And I just want to say to all of us that God's hand is still guiding our life. Father, we thank you and we bless you for who you are. Thank you, Lord, that joy does come in the morning. Lord, just like you showed up and you gave a special word of encouragement to Peter. God, this morning, let somebody grab hold of hope and faith again. Lord, we thank you that none of us, God, have been beyond the place where we were discouraged. But Lord, I thank you that when we thought that it was over, but God, you showed up and you spoke life to us. And so this morning I speak life to those, Lord God, who may be discouraged I speak life to those, God, who perhaps have failed or fallen short. Lord, you'll restore joy. You'll restore life. You'll restore vision, ministry and vision. And so we grab hold this morning and we thank you today, Lord. Get the glory out of our lives. We bless you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Now come on and bless God. Joy is going to come. Joy is here. You thought it was over, but your assignment is not over. You thought that God could use you again, but God said, yes, I can. Now encourage someone today. The blessing of the Lord be upon your life. Shalom. Shalom.